The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Please be seated.
As Jesus passed by, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered,
"Neither he nor his parents sinned. It is so that the works of God might be made visible through him. We have to do the works of the one who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world."
When he had said this, he spat on the ground and made clay with the saliva and smeared the clay on his eyes and said to him,
"Go wash in the pool of Siloam,"
which means sent. So he went and washed and came back able to see. His neighbors and those who had seen him earlier as a beggar said, "Isn't this the one who used to sit and beg?" Some said, "It is," but others said, "No, he just looks like him." He said,
"I am."
So they said to him, "How were your eyes opened?" He replied,
"The man called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and told me, 'Go to Siloam and wash.' So I went there and washed and was able to see."
And they said to him, "Where is he?" He said,
"I don't know."
"If he is a sinner, I do not know. One thing I do know is that I was blind and now I see." They brought the one who was once blind to the Pharisees. Now Jesus had made clay and opened his eyes on a Sabbath. So then the Pharisees also asked him how he was able to see. He said to them,
"He put clay on my eyes, and I washed, and now I can see."
So some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God, because he does not keep the Sabbath." But others said, "How can a sinful man do such signs?" And there was a division among them. So they said to the blind man again, "What do you have to say about him since he opened your eyes?" He said,
"He is a prophet."
Now the Jews did not believe that he had been blind and gained his sight until they summoned the parents of the one who had gained his sight. They asked them, "Is this your son, who you say was born blind? How does he now see?" His parents answered and said, "We know that this is our son and that he was born blind. We do not know how he sees now, nor do we know who opened his eyes. Ask him. He is of age. He can speak for himself." His parents said this because they were afraid of the Jews, for the Jews had already agreed that if anyone acknowledged him as the Christ, he would be expelled from the synagogue. For this reason, his parents said, "He is of age. Question him." So a second time they called the man who had been blind and said to him, "Give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner." He replied,
"If he is a sinner, I do not know. One thing I do know is that I was blind, and now I see."
So they said to him, "What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?" He answered them,
"I told you already and you did not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you want to become his disciples too?"
They ridiculed him and said, "You are that man's disciple, and we are disciples of Moses. We know that God spoke to Moses, but we do not know where this one is from." The man answered and said to them,
"This is what is so amazing, that you do not know where he's from, yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners, but if one is devout and does his will, he listens to him. It is unheard of that anyone ever opened the eyes of a person born blind. If this person were not from God, he would not be able to do anything."
They answered and said to him, "You were born totally in sin, and are you trying to teach us?" Then they threw him out. When Jesus heard that he had thrown him out, he found him and said,
"Do you believe in the Son of Man?"
He answered and said,
"Who is he, sir, that I may believe in him?"
Jesus said to him,
"You have seen him. The one speaking with you is he."
He said,
"I do believe, Lord."
And he worshiped him. Then Jesus said,
"I came into this world for judgment, so those who do not see might see, and those who see might become blind."
Some of the Pharisees who were with him heard this and said to him, "Surely we are not also blind, are we?" Jesus said to them,
"If you were blind, you would have no sin. But now you are saying, 'We see,' so your sins remain." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning, everyone. You guys look a little sleepy this morning. It was tough to get up today, wasn't it? Yeah, Father Andrew and I were up. We came back about 11:30 last night. We drove to Idlewild. Pray for our confirmation students. They're on retreat right now. So we heard about 70 confessions, and the kids are having a really good time. So we pray for our youth in a very special way. There are two really good movies out in the theater right now that have a Catholic theme. There's a film out based on the story of Our Lady of Guadalupe. And there's an excellent film that just came out this past week called Cabrini. Have you heard about it? It's based on the life of our first American saint, Francis Cabrini. So this past Thursday, I brought my mom and dad to the movie theater. Thursday is my day off. And as we were ready to go to the movies, about an hour before we left, I was in my old bedroom, and I heard the sound of popcorn popping. And I thought that was odd, because we're going to go to the movie theater, right, and buy popcorn there. So I got out, and I went to the kitchen and said, "Mom, what are you doing? We could buy popcorn at the movie theater." She said, "I'm not going to pay those prices." Let's be honest, you need a loan nowadays to go anywhere, don't you? I said, "I have an AMC gift card." She says, "You can keep it. We're not paying for that popcorn there." So she pointed to the dining room table, and it was the biggest purse I'd ever seen in my life. So not only did she bag popcorn for me and my dad and herself, but she put bottles of water in there. You've done it before yourself. Don't act like you haven't, right? And I said, "Okay, let's go. We're running a little late." She said, "No, okay, we go." We get in the car, and we're getting close to the theater. My dad looks at me and says, "There's a 7-Eleven over there. Pull over." So we get some candy, right? Of course, my mom puts some in the purse, and we get in there, and we're laughing because that's what families have to do nowadays. Things are expensive, very expensive. And about 30 minutes into the film, the power went out. And my mom goes in her purse. She has the flashlights in her purse. So, you know, they had the emergency lights, but it was a little dark. So we get outside, and my dad and I, my mom, we just start laughing. Because my mom is always prepared. Because that's what moms do, do you not? You think of every situation and every scenario. And my mom had her flashlight, and we were able to get out of the theater safely. The power went back soon, and we enjoyed the film. Jesus gives us this beautiful image today of the darkness in our lives, the darkness of the world. And who is the light of the world? What's his name? Jesus. And Jesus alone is the light of the world. But we as disciples of Christ have an opportunity every day to be that light to each other, do we not? Because we live in a very troubled world. And it's very easy for us to get caught up in what's not going right. But Jesus is telling us today to be light to one another, to be that light that is so desperately needed. So Jesus is telling all of us this morning to quit being so complacent and to do better. He wants to lead us out of darkness to a better way of living. So he's challenging us during this Lenten season to do better. So how do we do that, my friends? We do that in so many different ways. We do that by showing compassion to those who need it. Jesus did not turn away the man born blind. He embraced him and showed him love. So what is Jesus telling us to do? To help those around us who need it. We can't be bystanders. Jesus is telling us to stop being so scrupulous and holier than thou. We're very good at judging people, are we not? Don't act like you don't judge right now, okay? We're all guilty of it. The Pharisees of the gospel made everybody miserable around them. Because what did they do all day? They just picked at people's faults, tore people down. We are human, it's so very easy to do that, to villainize people. You know, I'm glad we went to the movies during the State of the Union, because I have one parent who's a Democrat, one who's a Republican, all right? It was strategy, get him out of the house. But what do? That person, right? What's wrong with them and all that? We get so riled up, instead of trying to find common good in each other. So remember what this gospel is telling us. God is loving and inclusive. He's inviting everybody to be part of his kingdom. None of us have all the answers, do we? None of us are perfect. So Jesus is telling us in the gospel to bring people in, to not exclude them. And finally, we can learn so much from the man born blind because he's telling us, he's reminding us, to never give up hope that one day we will be with Jesus forever in heaven, where all of your pain and sorrow will be taken away, just like Jesus healed the man born blind. So Jesus is the healer, but we look for satisfaction and pleasure in so many things other than our Lord. So my friends, the choice is ours. We could wake up and do better and help those in need, like Jesus is telling us, and to bring people in instead of excluding them. Or we could go around being Pharisees, making everybody miserable. So if you want to be a Pharisee, talk to me after Mass. I'll send you to another parish, okay? Don't make everybody miserable. I want you to live out the gospel. To bring people in so that we could truly be the light to one another. I know the good people that you are. I see it on a daily basis. I see that the good that you do. That we all need to make those changes in our life so that we could do even better. So my friends, where is Jesus asking you to quit being lukewarm? And how could you better be the light of Christ to one another? So I want to think of one person right now that maybe you've lacked compassion towards. Maybe you've been overly judgmental. And how are you going to love that person more beginning today?